This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Early every month, the federal government releases approximately a ton of economic data. And it's not just us. China does it, too. And today we got some very not pretty trade data from Beijing. Best guesses were that Chinese exports would go up a bit. In the actual event, they fell 0.3% in October from the same time last year. So Marketplace's Justin Ho looked at what's dragging China's exports down and what that is going to mean for us.
Part of what's going on has to do with China's COVID lockdowns, which are still limiting production in parts of the country, says Ann Stevenson Yang at J Capital Research.
And now we're going into the winter and they're reporting more and more cases, so they'll have more and more excuses to lock down.
But China has another problem. The rest of the world isn't buying as many Chinese products. David Dollar at the Brookings Institution says the struggling real estate sector here in the U.S. is a good example.
China exports a lot of household appliances to the U.S., refrigerators, stoves. What we see in the data is that was down 20% last month.
Exports of toys fell 18%. Clothing exports were down 17%. Wu Wing Tai at the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network says the global economy is slowing down, so importers of Chinese goods don't want to buy what they might not sell.
Distributors anticipate a forthcoming recession, and hence they have cut back on their orders.
China's economy has been struggling during the pandemic because of those COVID lockdowns and a troubled real estate sector. Mark Williams, chief Asia economist at Capital Economics, says exports have been propping up China's economy. And now that they're slowing down,
that's going to feed through to probably unemployment in China in the export sector. It's going to depress wages. It's going to make people more nervous. And so they're going to be spending less.
And that, Williams says, could affect American companies that do business in China, including automakers and big tech. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.